On Wednesdays, we check in on the news from Canada with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. And on the last day of any year, it's traditional to take a look back at big milestones. So we're going to do that today. But first, hi, Vaughn, and we want to talk about something that happened yesterday and the evening before that, gun violence in Edmonton.
Yeah, awful story. Police are still investigating exactly what happened, but you got nine people dead. Seven adults and two children, including the suspected shooter in the case. So it appears to be all domestic, somehow or other related to domestic violence, gotten out of control. As I said, we still don't know the whole detail. There's a connection to the immigrant Vietnamese community. The man who is believed to have done all the shooting, known to police, and a handgun used for all the killing. Let's see, it was registered in Surrey, British Columbia, but stolen from there. So that's as much as we know at the moment. As I said, the police are still piecing together everything that happened here, but an awful way to end the year.
Very much so. Well, gun violence, this is not new this year, really, in the headlines for Canada. Violence shocked the Canadian capital, Ottawa, earlier this year. Remind us about that.
Yeah, Canadian news editors asked to pick the big story of the year, pretty much unanimous agreement. It was shooting on Parliament Hill outside the Canadian Parliament buildings, a Canadian soldier gunned down at the War Memorial. The shooter then barged into the Parliament buildings and was killed himself in the main hallway. The Prime Minister was, he and his members of his caucus were meeting inside the building, and the final shooting took place just outside the room where he was meeting. So another terrible story. And related to that, at least in the public mind, is a killing that took place just a few days earlier, where another lone assailant ran a car into a Canadian soldier and killed him. So you, both cases, you have lone assailants, suicide attacks. And in both cases, there's two elements that they have in common. Both claimed to be converts to Islam, and both had, there's some evidence of mental instability with both of them as well.
I'm talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer about some of the top stories from Canada in 2014. And Vaughn, what connection do those two shootings in Ottawa have to Canada's involvement in the U.S.-led fight against ISIS?
Well, Canada is a participant, and not in a huge way, but in a significant way. We've sent about 600 military personnel and a group of aircraft, six fighters, ground support team for them as well. Both of the attackers linked their attacks to Canada's role in that fight, so that's the link. But you know, it's this problem you always have with a someone who converts to followership, I guess you'd say, of a group like ISIS, and then converts to terrorist violence as well, apparently acting alone. Although we're also with both of these attacks. Investigations continue. We don't have the entire story in either one yet, but at least on the surface, it looks like a lone wolf attack.
You mentioned, Vaughn, that Canada has a small presence in the Middle East in the fight against ISIS, but I know it wasn't a popular decision necessarily that Prime Minister Stephen Harper made. At this point, the U.S. is expanding its physical presence in the Middle East. Will Canada expand its presence?
I expect that our government will announce that when the current contingent, they're there for 6 months, when they rotate home, they will be replaced. The president asked the Prime Minister to take part in this action, and I think Canada will be asked to extend its role. As you know, it's a horrific story what's going on there. I mean, not just the war, but the machine gunning of people, beheading of Christians for failing to convert. Treatment of women is appalling, even by the standards of what we've seen in the last few years in that part of the world. So But at the same time, you know, Canadians are involved in Afghanistan. We sat out the Iraq war, but we're involved in Libya. And I don't think anybody in this country would say that Canadians are satisfied with what happened. There are mixed feelings, as I expect there are in the United States.
We're talking over some of the top national Canadian news stories of 2014 with Vaughn Palmer. And before I let you go for the year, Vaughn, no year in review would be complete without a check into the status of the embattled former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. We haven't heard much. Where is he?
Well, he's out of the headlines, but he hasn't left the building yet. Rob Ford withdrew from the race for re-election as mayor of Toronto, and Toronto has a new mayor who's avoided the headlines, settled down to govern the city rather than generate headlines around the globe. But Rob has not left the building. He's got himself reelected to council, so he's a member of Toronto City Council. And he's, you know, and the sad part of the story is he's battling a fairly serious bout with cancer, taking chemotherapy. On that one, even his enemies are hoping he wins that fight. But so he's the main stories we've seen of him in the last little while are updates on the cancer, and it's a very serious case. So, you know, there, you know, he's managed so far, but we don't know how long he'll be able to hang in there. He says he's going to beat it, and I guess you give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Of course, and hope for that to happen as well. Vaughn Palmer writes for the Vancouver Sun. He's with us every Wednesday talking about news from Canada. Happy New Year, Vaughn, and next week we will move the laser focus into British Columbia.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to you, and we'll also talk about 2015 is going to be an election year in Canada. We'll talk about that too.
Okay, great.
Great.
Talk to you next year, Vaughn.
Okay, bye-bye, Mark.